来学习主耶稣行了一件神迹。
This afternoon, let us study a miracle performed by Jesus Christ.
请我们看路加福音十八章。
Let us turn to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18.
路加福音的十八章。
Luke, chapter 18.
三十五节。
Chapter 18, verse 35.
十八章三十五节。
Luke chapter 18 verse 35。
耶稣将近耶利哥的时候，有一个瞎子坐在路旁讨饭。这里讲两个人在耶利哥相遇。
Here talks about two men coming near Jericho.
一个就是主耶稣。
One of whom was Jesus.
那另外一个就是瞎子。
And the other was a blind man.
那这个瞎子遇到主耶稣。
So this blind man encountered Jesus.
给他的一生有极大的改变。
And this encounter had dramatically changed his life.
那我们就要想，这件神迹对我们有什么意思？
So what is this miracle performed at this time mean to us?
这里说这个瞎子坐在路旁讨饭。
Here says that the blind man sat by the road begging.
所以我们可以想象这个瞎子因为他瞎眼了，他没有办法工作。
So we can imagine that this blind person was blind and he could not work.
没有工作，生活就有问题。
And not being able to work caused him to have difficulties to sustain his own life.
所以他要向人讨饭。
So he had to beg.
向人讨饭不只是有时候肚子饿，有时候吃得饱，有时候吃不饱。
So as a beggar, sometimes you can find things to eat, but you will not always fill your stomach.
如果没有人带他到那边去，他大概就讨不到饭。
If there's no one to bring him by the roadside, he could not beg.
再来就是向人讨饭，这个。也没有自尊。
And another aspect of a beggar is that there is no dignity in begging.
但是他遇到主耶稣以后，这个都改变了。
But since he had encountered Jesus, all these had changed.
我们看三十六节。
Let's read 36.
听见许多人经过，就问什么事情。
And hearing a multitude passing by, he asked what it meant.
因为他看不见了，他只听得到。
For he could not see, he could only hear.
他听到很多人从他前面走过去。
He heard of many people passing by in front of him.
他不晓得发生什么事情。
He did not know what had happened.
就问说是什么事情。
So he asked, what does this all mean?
三十七节。
37.
他们告诉他是拿撒勒人耶稣经过。
So they told him that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. 38.
他就呼喊说：“大卫的子孙耶稣，可怜我吧。
”And he cried out, saying, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me."
首先我们看37节跟38节在称呼主耶稣。
So let us study how Jesus was addressed in verse 37 and 38.
这么多人
，There are so many people.
他们称呼主耶稣是拿撒勒人耶稣。
They address Jesus as Jesus of Nazareth.
约翰福音里面呢，在记载拿但业。
In the book of John, it records the disciple Nathaniel.
人跟他介绍他是拿撒勒的耶稣。
People introduce Jesus as Jesus of Nazareth.
因为主耶稣在拿撒勒长大。
For Jesus, that was his hometown where he grew up.
那拿但业他说，拿撒勒能出什么好东西？
Then Nathaniel replied, "What good can come out of Nazareth?"
所以在当时人的观念里面，好像一个伟大的先知都是要从耶路撒冷伯利恒这个很出名的地方出来的。
So the conception of the people during that time was all great prophets come out of major cities such as Jerusalem.
所以那现在这个拿撒勒人耶稣，他这个算不了什么，这小地方大家不知道在哪里。
So Nazareth was a rural town. It's not much. So what good can come out of it?
所以我们就知道这么多的人对主耶稣的认识其实是很浅薄的。
So from here we can tell that most people's understanding of Jesus is very limited.
只是说他是拿撒勒人耶稣，可能是别人告诉他们的。
They only know that he is from Nazareth, and perhaps somebody else had told them.
那今天有时候我们要向人传福音。
So today, when we are preaching to others,
介绍主耶稣这个不困难。
To introduce who Jesus is not difficult.
因为主耶稣虽然是拿撒勒，经过2000年之后，他行太多神迹了。
Because even though Jesus was from Nazareth, but because he had performed so many miracles over the span of past 2000 years,
他的力量太大了。
His power was so great.
他的信徒太多了。
His followers were many.
所以今天要传耶稣不是羞耻。
So today to speak of Jesus is not a shame.
有时候反而是一种荣耀。
And perhaps sometimes it is glory.
你能够来传耶稣，这是好的。
That you can preach Jesus, this is good.
那现在什么比较困难？
So what is the difficulty now?
耶稣已经升到天上去了。
Jesus had ascended already.
他是头。
He is the head.
他的身体教会在地上。
His body, the church, is on earth.
那我们从圣经里面的描写。
So from the description of the Bible,
以弗所书说身体只有一个。
A book of Ephesians said that there is only one body.
So, 以弗所书第四章里面有七个一。
So there are seven ones within the fourth chapter of the book of Ephesians.
那第一个一就是身体只有一个。
The first one is that the body is one.
那第一章的最后一节说，教会就是他的身体。
Last verse of chapter one in the book of Ephesians says that the church. Is Jesus' body.
所以教会只有一个。
So therefore, there is only one church.
但是真耶稣教会名字圣经找不到。
But the name True Jesus Church cannot be found in the Bible.
那我们怎么去找这个一个身体？
So how do we find this one body?
就是其他还有六个一，我们去对照。
That the clues are lies in the six other ones.
所有的教会能够符合六个一的那个就是基督的身体。
The church that can satisfy all requirements of those six ones is the body of Christ.
那身体只有一个，接下去就说圣灵只有一个。
So the next one is that there is one spirit.
基督的身体要有基督的灵。
The body of Christ should possess the spirit of Christ.
那这个条件一下来哦，绝大部分就已经不是基督的身体。
So once we look at this second requirement, then we can cross all many denominations already.
那这样到最后一个，我们就发现，哎，身体只有一个，其实就是真耶稣教会。
And so by the end, we will find that there is only one body, and that body is the True Jesus Church.
所以现在哦，要传耶稣不困难。
So to preach Jesus is not difficult in today.
要介绍耶稣的身体就不简单了。
But to introduce the body of Christ, that is the difficulty.
真耶稣教会从哪里来？
Where did True Jesus Church come from?
中国。
From China.
什么时候建立的？
When was it established?
1917年。
1917.
这两个一加起来。
So if we combine these two,
人就会想。
People will think.
这个信耶稣哦，这个教会啊，如果要很纯，应该是从神学最发达的德国，或者从西方的世界里面出来的。
In order to have a very pure trend doctrine or a collection of principle, it should come from the West or Germany, where there are many theological scholars.
所以。一讲真耶稣教会从中国出来，人虽然不讲，头脑上马上打一个问号，在神学上能够出什么好东西
？So when we speak of True Jesus Church coming out of China, people in their heart may think from China what good, what profound theological doctrines can come out of China.
问题跟当时的人在想耶稣一样，拿撒勒人耶稣，拿撒勒能出什么好东西
？So in fact, the problem it is the same as. On doing Jesus Christ, what good can come out of Nazareth?
这是主耶稣当时很难被接受的一点。
So this is one reason why Jesus, it was difficult to accept Jesus.
哥林多后书才说，凭肉体认过耶稣。
So that's why, in the, Book of Corinthians said that we, come to understand Jesus through the flesh.
凭肉体就没有办法认耶稣了。
But if we only recognize Jesus through the flesh, then we cannot fully understand Jesus.
他不但是拿撒勒出来，他的爸爸是木匠。
Not only was he his hometown Nazareth, his father was a carpenter.
他是无学的小民。
And he was not educated.
他没有家乡美容。
And his appearance was not pleasing.
所以这一些东西都没有办法让人来接受耶稣。
So all these aspects cannot be accepted by the people.
那今天我们看我们的教会。
So today when we look at our church,
也是这样。
It is the same way.
凭外貌要来认真耶稣教会很难。
If we want to recognize the true church from the appearance, it is difficult.
但是我们看到这个瞎子。
But we see the blind man here.
他怎么称呼主耶稣？
How did he address Jesus?
38节。
38。
他就呼叫说，大卫的子孙耶稣，可怜我吧。
And he cried out saying, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me.
我们就发现这个瞎子他不是说拿撒勒人耶稣可怜我吧。
So the blind man did not say, Jesus of Nazareth, have mercy on me.
这个瞎眼说，大卫的子孙可怜我吧。
But instead, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me.
到底这个代表什么？
So what does this really mean?
为什么他要称耶稣是大卫的子孙？
Why did he address Jesus as the son of David?
因为在旧约时代有预言，弥赛亚要从大卫的后裔出来。
For in the Old Testament, it has been prophesied that the Messiah shall come from the line of David.
他可能听过主耶稣行了很多的事情，虽然他眼睛没有看到。
Although he might be blind, but he has heard of many miracles performed by Jesus.
他也很可能听过人在传扬主耶稣讲过什么道理。
And perhaps he had heard of the teachings and the words spoken by Jesus.
但从他听到的主耶稣讲的主耶稣做的。
And so from what he had heard of the deeds and the words of Jesus.
他再对照一下旧约圣经里面所记的。
And then he compared it to what was recorded in the Old Testament scripture.
他发现从前面经过，这个就是旧约预言的那个弥赛亚。
He concluded and he realized that the person passing by before him is the Messiah.
所以虽然他的肉眼瞎了。
So although his physical eyes were blind.
但是他的心眼是开的。
But his eyesight in his heart is open.
那旁边这么多人虽然肉眼是开的。
So although so many people around him, had their fleshly eyes opened.
但是他的心眼是瞎的。
But their, eyes in their hearts are shut.
所以他认耶稣很表面。
So their understanding of Jesus is superficial.
所以我们就发现世界上有两种的瞎眼。
So we can find that there is two blindness in this world.
当然眼睛看不到这是很可怜的。
Of course, to be physically blind, it is pitiful.
你也看不到美妙的世界。
We cannot behold the wonderful world.
也看不到我们所爱的人。
We cannot see those whom we love.
也看不到爱我们的人。
And we cannot see those who love us.
生活也不方便。
There are many inconveniences in our lives.
当然这是可怜的。
So obviously, this is pitiful.
但是眼睛肉眼开的心眼瞎的人更可怜。
But to be able to see physically yet unable to see spiritually, such people are more pitiful.
为什么？
Why?
因为肉眼看不到那个世界比肉眼看得到那个世界更好。
For unable to see the physical world, for such a person is better than to be able to see.
所以圣经才说，是你眼睛从来没有看过，心里从来没有想过的，那个就是灵界。
So that's why the Bible says that the things that you have never seen and you have never comprehend, that is the spiritual world.
那物质界会过去，灵界不会过去。
So the material world will pass, but the spiritual world will never.
那在物质界顶多就是肉体死。
So at most in the physical world is the death of the flesh.
但是灵界有另外一个死，叫做灵里面的死。
But in the spiritual realm, there is another death, the death of the spirit.
这个才是可怕。
And that is truly dreadful.
肉体的死就是灵魂离开肉体就死了。
So the physical death is when the spirit departs from the body.
但是启示录讲第二次的死是在硫磺火湖里面。
But the death addressed in the book of Revelation is the death in the burning fire.
所以如果一个人的灵眼瞎了，是比肉眼瞎更可怜。
Therefore, a spiritual blindness is more pitiful than physical blindness.
如果我们灵眼瞎了，我们还看不见什么？看不见魔鬼。
If we are spiritually blind, then we cannot see Satan.
我们以为活在美国很好。
We think that living in the United States is very comfortable.
但是如果我们灵眼瞎了，我们不知道，虽然活在美国，还是活在魔鬼的掌管之下。
But if our spiritual eyesights are blind, then we do not know that even though we are in the United States, we are still living under the control of Satan.
所以我们从第37节跟38节啊，看到有两种的瞎眼。
So from verse 37 and 38, we can see two types of blindness.
围绕在瞎眼的这一群人才是真的可怜人。
Those who surrounded the blind person is the truly blind.
因为他真的不认识耶稣。
For they truly did not know Jesus.
好，我们看38节。
Let's read 38.
他就呼叫说，大卫的子孙耶稣，可怜我吧。
And he cried out, saying, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me.
因为可能他一生只有一次主耶稣从他面前经过。
Perhaps this is the only chance or only time that Jesus will ever pass by him.
这一次如果没有把握住啊，他可能一生都是瞎眼。
If he had not hold on to this chance, then perhaps he will be blind forever.
但是这一次如果把握住，可能他一生都会大改变。
But if he had hold on to this opportunity, then great miracles will change what happened.
真的有的慕道者啊，到教会里面来呀。他第一次只是因为人情啦，因为别人对他这么好，一直邀就来教会了，想做一次就好了。
Today, truly, many true seekers come to our church because our members treat them very friendly, and they come because of the friendship.
但是那个第一次来，就是他一生当中改变他最大的一个时机。
But this one visit that he had decided to visit.Could be the chance that can change his whole life.
为什么？
Why?
因为主耶稣开他的眼睛。
For Jesus opened his eyes.
他就看见了。
And he will see.
所以他知道耶稣就是大卫的子孙，就是救世主。
So the blind man knew that Jesus is the son of David, is the savior.
他把握住这个机会。
And he held on to the opportunity.
39节。
39.
在他前头走的人就责备他，不许他作声，他就越发喊叫说，大卫的子孙，可怜我吧。
Then those who went before warned him that he should be quiet, but he cried out all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me.
我们发现在主耶稣的身旁得到神恩典的人都有一个特色。
We can see that those who surround Jesus, who had received the grace of Jesus, they have one characteristic.
就是他们要克服一切的困难来亲近主耶稣。
That they want to overcome all obstacles to draw near to Jesus.
那他想要克服一切的困难来亲近神，这个就是代表他渴慕神的一个具体的表现。
And the action of overcoming all types of obstacles to draw near to God is the display of his faith.
比方说撒该他是一个税吏。
For example, Zacchaeus was a tax collector.
他很有钱。
He was rich.
因为他多收了很多税。
For he had collected more tax than he should.
但是他很孤单。
But he was lonely.
因为大家把他看作罪人。
Because people see him as a sinner.
没有人要到他家去。
No one want to visit him.
他可能良心也不安。
Perhaps his conscience rebukes him.
那现在耶稣从那里经过。
But now Jesus came by.
那撒该长得很矮。
Zacchaeus was short in stature.
前面围着这么多人。
And there are many people surrounding Jesus.
这个就是障碍。
This is the obstacle.
如果撒该对主耶稣没有渴慕的心，他就很好解释啊，人这么多算了。
If Zacchaeus did not thirst for Jesus, then he could very easily rationalize that there are too many people, it's okay.
但是撒该听到主耶稣人在传主耶稣讲的话做的事情。
But Zacchaeus had heard of the story and the words spoken by Jesus.
他真的很想要看看主耶稣是谁。
And he truly wanted to see who Jesus was.
最后他爬到树上去了。
Therefore he climbed up the tree.
这个跟他的身份不配。
That is very much different from his status.
这个也要花很大的力量。
And that requires strength.
但是他爬到树上这一件事情就是代表他要看到耶稣的一个决心。
But the action of climbing up the tree shows his determination to behold Jesus.
那主耶稣走到那里抬头一看看到撒该。
And when Jesus walked by and he raised his head, he saw Zacchaeus.
这不是不小心看到的。
This is not by accident.
主耶稣是神，他知道人的需要。
Jesus is God, he knows the needs of men.
他知道树上这一个撒该需要他。
He knew that Zacchaeus on the tree needs him.
所以就向他宣告，今天救恩临到你的家。
Therefore Jesus declared to him, Zacchaeus, today salvation falls upon you.
所以我们有看到很多的慕道朋友，只要他有那个心要来认识神了，对神都有很深的、很深刻的体验。
So, for the true seekers coming into our church, if they truly have the heart to seek after God, then they would have experience of God.
甚至信主很久的信徒，如果他真的很想渴慕神，克服很多的障碍，这样来亲近神，信仰都有很多体验。
And it is the same way for long time believers. If they really truly want to draw nearer to God, then they shall experience God once again.
撒该是一个例子。
So Zacchaeus is an example.
第二个例子。
Second example.
一个血肉的妇人。
There is a woman that had a bleeding problem.
她已经流血十二年了。
And this illness had lasted for 12 years.
医生也看完，没有一个能医她。
And there are no physicians that can cure.
钱也用光了。
And she had wasted all her money.
这是很好的借口。我病了十二年，主耶稣还会要求我什么呢？
This is a very good excuse. I have been sick for 12 years. What more can Jesus require of me?
但是对他来讲，我今天如果没有去找主耶稣，我就死路一条。
But to the woman, if today she had not seek after Jesus, then there is no future for her.
所以用很微弱的身体，每一步路要亲近主耶稣，都要很大的努力。
So with her weakened body to step out, each step would be very difficult.
那主耶稣周围很多人。
There are many people around Jesus.
他要挤进去来化道的力量。
And she must exert much strength to be able to squeeze in.
就在他摸耶稣衣裳的时候。
And as soon as she touched the garment of Jesus,
她的问题解决了。
Her problem was resolved.
主耶稣说，谁摸我？
Jesus said, who had touched me?
大家说，人这么多，不小心挤到你啊。
The people around him said, there are many people here that could bump into you.
这也有可能啊，人多挤来挤去啊。
That could be a possibility when there is a large crowd.
但是主耶稣说，
But Jesus said,
我有能力从我身上出去。
There is power coming out of my body.
为什么这么多人挤到主耶稣没有感觉？
How is it that so many people was around Jesus, but he did not felt anything?
但是这个妇人一摸主耶稣，主耶稣的能力就出去了。
But once this woman had touched Jesus, the power of Jesus came out.
因为她用心来触摸耶稣。
For he touched Jesus with, she touched Jesus with her heart.
所以今天呢，我们在敬拜神。
So today when we worship God,
如果变成一种表面的形式的不小心的，
if it is a superficial and a formality,
我们发现我们的信仰没有体验，
then our faith will have no experience.
好像耶稣周围这么多人摸到他也没有什么感觉。
Just like around Jesus there are so many people, but none of them felt anything.
但是当我们想要克服各样的困难，用心来亲近神的时候，
But when we want to remove all types of obstacle in order to draw near to Jesus,
神的能力就在我们身上。
Then the power of God shall be on us.
我记得有一个姐妹的见证。
I remember a testimony of a sister.
她常常心会痛啊，心脏可能有什么问题。
She had a heart problem and sometimes she had heartaches.
有一次啊，她请假一个礼拜去参加 NYTS。
So one time she took a week off to attend NYTS.
哦，她就到前面来，哦，这个心又开始痛。
And as she came up front to pray, her heart started aching again.
哦，那个时候她有一个决心。
At that time, she had a determination.
我要求神能够医治我，我即使倒在这里，我也不走。
I want to ask God to heal me, even if I pass out and lie in the front.
哎，真的，她祷告完就感觉到，有好像有力量进到她里面，她就好了。
And truly, after her prayer, there was strength coming into her body, and she was healed.
所以神要赐给我们恩典，最重要是看我们有没有心。
So in order for God to grant us grace or blessings, what is most important is our heart.
那有没有心怎么看呢？就是我们有没有克服我们的困难来亲近他。
And so how can we tell whether our faith is in our heart is whether or not we are able to remove the obstacles in front of us.
因为困难很容易变成我们的借口。
For our obstacles can easily become our excuse.
但是困难也能够代表我们在神面前寻求他的心。
But this obstacle can also represent our motivation or the heart, our heart to seek after God.
所以这个困难有两面的作用。
So this obstacle had two types of functions.
因此这个瞎眼的他一直呼叫大卫的子孙可怜我吧。
So this blind man keep saying,Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me.
四十节
Verse 40.
耶稣站住吩咐把他带过来到他跟前。
So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be brought to him.
四十一节
41.
你要我为你做什么？
What do you want me to do for you?
这一句话太宝贵了。
This is a precious word spoken by Jesus.
主耶稣能做什么？
What can Jesus do?
没有一件事情主耶稣不能做。
There is nothing that Jesus can't do.
因为他是全能的神。
For he is the Almighty God.
没有一个问题主耶稣没有答案。
There is no problem that Jesus has no answer to.
因为他是奇妙的测试。
For he is the miraculous counselor.
Wonderful
counselor.
他是全能的神。
He's Almighty God.
关键在哪里？
What is the key?
关键是主耶稣愿意不愿意。
The key lies into whether Jesus is willing or not.
所以有时候我们当父母，小孩子有问题，我们很爱他，能做什么？不能做什么。
Sometimes when our children have difficulties, as parents, what can we really do for them?
爱很好，但是爱不等于能解决所有的问题。
Love is good and precious, but love cannot solve all problems.
但是，当我们出于我们的爱，把我们的问题带到主耶稣的面前。
But if out of love we bring our problems in front of Jesus,
我们出于爱把别人的问题带到主耶稣的面前。
Out of love we bring the problems of other people in front of Jesus.
这个就是体味神恩典的开始。
Then it thus begins path of experiencing God's grace.
所以不要想说我什么都不能做，我怎么能够帮助你呢？
So don't think that I cannot do anything. How can I help you?
不做，我什么都不能做。这一句话是对的。
Yes, it is true that you can't do anything.
但是我不能帮助你。这一句话是不对的。
But I can't help you. It's not true.
为什么这样讲
？Why?
主耶稣的母亲跟着主耶稣到迦拿的婚宴。
Jesus' mother followed Jesus to attend a wedding.
忽然间酒喝光了。
All of a sudden, there were no more wine.
大家都知道酒喝光了。
Everybody knew that there were no wine.
这个婚宴就没有喜乐了。
And there would be no joy in the wedding.
那一般人头脑一想，酒喝光了，这么多人在这里，谁能做什么
？So most people would think that since there's already so many people and we are out of wine, what can anybody do?
但是主耶稣的母亲就知道有一条路可以走。
But Jesus' mother knew a way.
她就把这个困难带来给主耶稣。
So she brought this problem to Jesus.
当她把困难带到主耶稣的面前，主耶稣就开始来解决他们的困难。
When this problem was laid before Jesus, then Jesus began to solve it.
所以我们看到一个信徒有问题。
So when we see that a member had problems.
我不能做什么，这是事实。
I cannot. It is true that we can't do anything.
但是我不能帮忙你，这是不对的。
But I can't help you is not true.
那我能帮忙你什么？
But what can we help?
我能帮忙你把你的问题带到主耶稣的面前。
I can help you to bring your difficulties in front of Jesus.
我能帮忙你祷告。
I can help you in prayer.
我能够鼓励，讲很多的见证，激励你的信心来靠神。
I can encourage you through many different testimonies, for you to rely on God all the more.
那当这个有问题的人愿意直接向主耶稣呼求，主啊，可怜我，这个就是答案的开始。
And when this person who is suffering from some difficulties is willing to speak to God to ask for help, then that is the beginning of solving his own problem.
所以主耶稣有四个身份。
So Jesus had four status.
奇妙的测试。
Wonderful Counselor.
全能的神。
Almighty God.
如果只有这个两个特色。
If he only holds these two features or status,
他的聪明，他的能力跟我们没有关系。
Then his wisdom and his power has no part with us.
就世界上有很多聪明人。
There are many wise men on earth.
有很多有能力的人。
There are many powerful people on earth.
但是请问他的聪明跟他的能力跟你有什么关系？没有关系。
But his wisdom or his power has no part with you.
但是当圣经说他是永在的父。
But when the Bible says that he is an everlasting father,
这一句话就带给我们希望。
This word, this status brings us hope.
我们有一个永远存在的父亲。
We have a father who is everlasting.
这个父亲跟我们不一样。
This father is different from our own physical father.
他爱我们。
He loves us.
他知道怎么做。
He knows what to do.
他能够做。
And he can perform the deed.
这个就是希望的开始。
And that is the beginning of hope.
所以对一个有信仰人来讲，人生是没有绝路的。
So for a person of faith, there is always future for them.
没有说到这里 dead end, 死路一条，没路走。
And there is no dead end on their path.
为什么？
Why is that?
我们的神是全能的。
Our God is the Almighty God.
他是永在的父。
And he is the everlasting
father. 他愿意帮助我们。
He is willing to help us.
问题在乎我们愿意不愿意向他呼求，主啊，可怜我。
The problem lies in whether or not we are willing to cry out to him, Lord, have mercy on me.
我们愿意不愿意克服一切的困难啊，来呼求他到底。
Are we able to remove all types of obstacle to cry out to him to the end?
如果愿意，
if we are willing,
我们的信就会看到神的荣耀。
Then our faith shall allow us to see the glory of God.
所以对一个有信心的人来讲，坚持呼求神到底的人，他就看到神的荣耀。
So for a person of faith, for a person who continues to cry out to God, in the end he shall behold the glory of God.
42节。41节。41。你要我为什么说？他说：“主啊，我也能看见。”42节。
42。
耶稣说：“你可以看见，你的信救了你。”43节。
43.
瞎眼立刻看见了。这个地方讲啊，瞎子说我也能看见。
Here the blind man said, Lord, that I may receive my sight.
主耶稣说你能看见。
Jesus said to him, receive your sight.
他马上就看见了。
And immediately he received his sight.
那今天这个对我们代表什么意思？
So today, what does this all mean to us?
我们知道两个门徒离开耶路撒冷往以马忤斯去，在路加24章。
We know that two disciples departed from Jesus and were on their way.
离开耶路撒冷就是信仰的走下坡。
And they have left Jerusalem. And the symbolic meaning of leaving Jerusalem is the declining of faith.
耶路撒冷是圣殿的所在，他们信仰的中心。
For Jerusalem is where the temple was. It is the center of their faith.
那现在两个要离开耶路撒冷，请问怎么把他带回来？
Here, now that two disciples have departed away from Jerusalem, how do we bring them back?
所以有时候我们遇到软弱的信徒，请问怎么把他带回来？
Sometimes we encounter those who are spiritually weak. How do we bring them back?
那我们看主耶稣就跟他一起走。
And we can see that Jesus walked with them.
主耶稣没有叫他回来。
Jesus did not ask them to come back.
主耶稣只是跟他讲话。
Jesus only spoke with them.
讲圣经的话。
Spoke with them about the scripture.
一直讲到那个城了。
And
he
continued to speak to them to the city that they're going to.
就是在擘饼的时候眼睛开了。
And it is during the time when they are breaking bread that they receive their sight.
发现刚刚跟我们讲话走路那一个就是主耶稣啊。
They found that the person who was speaking to them was Lord Jesus.
那一天晚上他就回来了。
And that very night they returned.
所以今天我们有时候信仰信久了之后啊，信仰没有体验，信到最后好像没有神啊。
So today, as we continue on our faith, and when we stop having experiences with God, it's as if we don't have God anymore.
我们要求神开我们的眼睛。
We need to ask God to open our sight.
让我们能够亲眼见神。
That we may behold him ourselves.
好像约伯经过试炼之后，我亲眼见神。
Just like Job, after his trial, he had seen God.
约伯怎么见神？
How was Job able to see God?
在试炼当中，他看到神很清楚的带领。
He saw the guidance of the Lord very clearly throughout his trial.
所以，如果一个信徒真的在生活当中啊，能够亲眼看到神很多的作为。
So if for a member in his journey of faith, if he was able to see the work of God,
他的信仰就回头了。
Then he will return in his faith.
所以这个就是我们帮助一个信仰转弱的，一直为他祷告，神啊，求你开他的眼睛。
So this is how we bring back lost sheep to is to continue to pray for them, asking God.
在生活看到神的作为，他眼睛明亮了。看到他就回来
asking God to open their sight, and if they can see God in their daily living, then they will return.
有时候我们对生活的忧虑太大，太多。
Sometimes we have too much care and worries for our life.
在列王记下第六章，我们来看。
Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 6.
啊，列王记下第六章。
2 Kings chapter 6.
第六章的十五节
Chapter 6 verse 15
神的仆人清早起来去见看见车马军兵文库城仆人对神人说哀哉我主我们怎么行才好呢这里说伊丽莎带仆人到一个城叫做多丹
Here Elijah brought his servant to a city the city of Dothan
结果他一大早起来，仆人害怕的不得了。
And then early in the morning, when his servant woke up, he was afraid.
他说：“你看敌军啊，围绕我们的城。
”That the army of the enemy had surrounded our city with horses and chariots.
那我们现在怎么办呢？
What shall we do?
但是啊，伊丽莎一点都不怕。
But Elisha was not afraid.
因为伊丽莎看到这个仆人没有看到的。
For Elisha saw what his servant cannot see.
那是什么？
What was that?
我们看十六节。
Verse 16.
伊丽莎说：“不要惧怕，与我们同在的比与他们同在更多。”
He answered, "Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them."
那伊丽莎祷告说：“神啊，求你开这个少年人的眼目，使他能看见。”
And Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see."
他就看到满山有火车火马围绕。
And he behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire.
他就不怕了。
And he was no longer afraid.
今天我们信神的人都有神的使者在看顾我们。
Today, as believers of God, we have the angels of God surrounding us.
如果神是给我们有信心，通过信心的眼睛，我们能够看得到，我们生活什么都不会忧虑。
If God had granted us the spiritual eyesight, and we may gain our faith and have no worries in our life.
所以，当我们进到信仰的里面，看到神的同在的时候，很多的大事小事，我们都很平安。
So when we truly enter into our faith and be able to truly see the various events in our life, then we can be at peace.
因为神与我们同在，你要怕什么？
For God is with us, what need we be afraid of?
我们就会有平安了。
And then we shall receive peace.
但是当一个人生活太舒服的时候
But when a person lives a life that is too comfortable,
有时候这个属灵的眼睛就瞎掉了。
Sometimes this spiritual eyesight will go blind.
所以圣经在讲老底家教会什么都有很富足。
So that's why the Bible says the church in Laodicea possess everything.
但是圣经说他是瞎眼的、贫穷的、可怜的、赤身肉体。
But the Bible describes them as the blind, the pitiful, and the naked.
那要怎么办呢？
And what can they do?
要买眼药，让你眼睛点了能够开，看得见。
They need to buy medicine and apply them on their eyes so that they may see.
所以今天我们要求神开我们的眼睛。
So today we need to ask God to open our sight.
我们能够看清楚我们自己属灵的光景是怎么样。
So that we may see the status of our current spirituality.
那我们看清楚了，我们才会进步。
And when we can truly assess our own spirituality, that's how we can improve.
如果我们的眼睛没有开,
if our eyes were not open,
我们看不清楚自己,
then we cannot see ourselves clearly.
我们的灵性就没有办法往前进步,
and our faith cannot grow.
所以这个瞎眼人说, 主啊, 我要看见。
So the blind man respond to God, to Jesus, Lord, I want to see.
今天这就是我们的呼求。
Today it is the same cry.
主啊, 可怜我。
Lord, have mercy on me.
我要能看见。
I want to see.
这是每一个人我们需要呼求的。
And this is a cry of every single member here.
让每一个人灵眼能开。
Let everyone open their spiritual eyes.
我们就看到肉眼不能够看到那个世界的美好。
Then we can see the beauty of the world that cannot be seen by our naked eye.
唱诗。
Let us sing hymns.
235.
Let us sing number 200.